Gold Central Victoria UB40. I can't help falling in love. 16 to 7. Time to talk all things fishing. On the line is Jeff with thanks to Hartley's Hunting and Tackle World, Bendigo. Morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Sean. How are you going?
I'm going well. Great to have some warm weather.
Yeah, it is. The weather's looking really good now. I think we've turned the corner. I don't want to talk too loudly.
Just between me and you.
Yeah, too true.
But probably a good time to remind people about sunscreen and Mozzie Bite in repellent, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, look, now that summer's here, they've thrown up a couple of other challenges, and I've been getting out lately, and it's sort of reminded me of them because I've got the pale skin and I burn very easily, so I've been reminded a few times that I've forgotten my sunscreen. So people need to get out there and be the old slip, slop, slap, keep covered up. Because sunburn's a pretty ordinary thing, and that's one way I'm keeping my weight down lately, getting bits cut off me. But the other big challenge has been the mosquitoes. With all the water, there's mozzies everywhere.
Yes.
And you need a good repellent, you need it on regularly. I see the health department have told people to be very wary early and late. Now, that applies in most cases, but when you're around water fishing, the mozzies are in those sort of places because it's a bit cooler. They're there all day, which I've found out recently as well. So I tend to use a cedar wood product, which I've found very good, and it doesn't smell like some of the others. But, you know, you've got Bushmans and AeroGuards, and there's three or four other brands. So you need to make sure you've got that stuff with you, because not only you get the discomfort of the bite, some of these things can carry some pretty serious diseases.
During the week, you were fishing at a place called Pikes Creek. Where's that?
Yeah, that's halfway between Balan and Bacchus Marsh on the Western Highway. Now, I went down there to help a mate set up his new boat and try it out. And there was a young fellow from Balan had just come in from fishing. All his windows had been smashed and all his gear stolen out of his car. And I thought, gee, that's a pretty ordinary way to finish your fishing day. So, and I was thinking about it, you know, whether we set up webcams in these car parks for a bit of extra protection or... But there's not a terrible lot you can do when your car's unattended in an isolated spot. So maybe just be wary. Try not to leave anything of value in your car.
Yep.
Lock it up or take it with you, you know. I have seen this in New Zealand and other places as well, and it unfortunately, it's a sad occurrence, so... In some cases, people leave one person behind all the time.
You shouldn't have to do that, should you?
No, you should not. You know, this is Australia here we're talking about. So just be wary of it and do what you can.
I guess if you've got valuable things in your car, you could always put a blanket over or try and cover it up so people don't know what's in there maybe.
Yeah, lock it in the boot.
Yep.
Just take those extra precautions because these are usually lazy buggers that pinch other people's stuff. So make it as hard for them as you can.
Even though we've had some warm weather, the northern rivers are still flooded?
Oh, yeah, look, I've been planning a trip up to the Edwards and we've rang in and they've, at Moolamoon, and they've evacuated part of the town. They're sandbagging and doing all those sort of things that it looked like it was going to peak about yesterday, so hopefully it's starting to drop, but this is the same on the Murray River, the Warkul River and the Murrumbidgee. All these rivers are flooded, so a lot of the forests are still flooded. All the access roads are closed, the riverbank's slippery, and we've got cod opening in about 4 or 5 weeks, so I'm not sure how access is going to be at that time. It's probably still going to be difficult, I would say, so people will need to do their homework before you go up to that part of the state. You can still go up and fish, you know, the Kerang Lakes, Kangaroo Charm, Meron, Lake Boga and Reedy, those sort of places.
And where are they biting this weekend, Jeff?
Look, Wenderee's still been probably one of the best waters in around our area. The fly guys are doing very well in the middle of the day with the mayfly hatches, and the baity's doing well of an evening with mud-eye. Newland Reservoir, good for trout and redfin. And if you want to trip down to the Salt, Corio and Port Phillip Bay, the snapper have been coming in around the bay, and so they're starting to fire up.
That was Jeff talking all things fishing with thanks to Hartley's Hunting and Tackle World, Bendigo. Thanks, Jeff. We'll talk again soon.
Catch you soon, Sean. Bye.